I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set from NPR Music at St. Bartholomew's Church on Park Avenue for Better Get It In Your Soul, the music of Charles Mingus, an annual concert every President's Day weekend in New York City. Born in 1922, Mingus grew up studying the cello and the double bass. He was serious and talented, but a career in classical music was not an option. Symphony orchestras didn't hire black musicians. Charles Mingus fought back against this injustice all his life. He became one of the greatest jazz bassists in history. He composed more than 300 pieces, and 84 boxes of his materials are in the Charles Mingus Collection in the Library of Congress. And Mingus never forgot the orchestra. He wanted the next generation of black children to experience that music. As he wrote in liner notes to his 1972 album, Let My Children Hear Music, saying, let them hear live music, not noise.
In these liner notes, which were in fact quite wonderful, he talks about opening up the possibilities for jazz kids. And in those days, probably more black than white kids. And he said, our kids should learn all these instruments so that they're not stuck only playing one kind of music. Let them learn French horn and bass clarinet, bassoon. Let my children hear music. You do what you want with your own, is the way he ended the liner notes. With he, Charles always had a little ironic, funny tag to things.
Sue Mingus is Charles' widow and the force behind the nonprofit organization Let My Children Hear Music, the Charles Mingus Institute, as well as three groups that perform around the world, Mingus Dynasty, the Mingus Big Band, and the Mingus Orchestra. And now she has another venture. The Charles Mingus High School Competition and Festival, co-produced every February with the chair of the Jazz Arts Program at Manhattan School of Music, drummer Justin DiCiocio.
An awareness of Mingus, Charles Mingus as a bass player, composer, arranger, is probably higher now than it was when he was alive. It's interesting, but I think his star has risen, and a lot of that is because of Sue Mingus, bringing the music out there and creating not only the dynasty, the big band, the orchestra, and creating this competition makes a keen awareness of Mingus and his music. Consequently, I think he has a bigger reputation today than he did. I'm talking about to the general masses. A larger reputation today than he did when he was playing, when he was alive.
Later, we hear from students preparing for the Mingus High School competition. Many are here for the concert in beautiful St. Bart's Sanctuary. Mingus himself grew up in the Holiness Church. So to open the evening, trombonist Frank Lacey recites verses from the scripture. And the orchestra plays Mingus's Ecclesiastics with solos from tenor sax and bass clarinet. A nice combination on Jazz Set.
To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which has been planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Thank you.
Charles Mingus's Nodding Your Head Blues. Michael Rabinowitz is the arranger and plays bassoon, with Douglas Yates and Scott Robinson on clarinet and flute. Before that, Yates and Wayne Escoffrey soloed on Ecclesiastics. We're hearing three sides of Charles Mingus: gospel, a blues, and now Haitian fight song. Edmar Castañeda on harp, the musicians on vocals on Jazz Set.
Thank you. Thank you.
Haitian Fight Song. That is not easy for the horn players. They're Frank Lacey, trombone, John Clark, French horn, Alex Sipiagan, trumpet, with David Gilmore, guitar, Boris Kozlov, bass, and Donald Edwards, drums. The Mingus Orchestra, in surround sound and online at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. This program was produced prior to the 2012 Charles Mingus High School Competition in New York. The 2013 Mingus High School Competition and Festival will take place at the Jazz Standard and the Manhattan School of Music from February 17th through the 20th. Mingus's music is difficult and challenging, as many in the audience know, because they're finalists in the Mingus High School Competition, and they've been rehearsing his music for months. For example, Coleman Hughes is a high school trombonist from New Jersey. Weekends, Coleman plays in the Jazz House Kids Big Band, a winner of the 2011 competition, competing again in 2012. Coleman plays a trombone with an F attachment, invented in Germany in the 19th century, and he is impressed with the sounds in the Mingus Orchestra.
It's not your typical jazz group in terms of instrumentation. And because of that, they can really make unique sounds that aren't typically heard in the jazz idiom.
Julian Lee plays alto sax in Jazz House Kids ensembles, and he's been reading about Mingus the man.
He was so culturally aware and socially aware of what was going on around him and all the injustice. You can hear in his writing and in his performances all that emotion that goes into struggle. It comes out on the paper and on the instrument.
Improvisation is another challenge in Mingus's music, says Zoe Obadiah, also an alto player with Jazz House Kids.
I also want to make a really exciting solo to carry on the Mingus tradition. Our band director, Julius, always tells us to really encourage the other soloists because a lot of Mingus is about the spirit of Mingus.
Julius Tolentino directs the Jazz House Kids Big Band. Tolentino's teacher and mentor was saxophone great Jackie McLean, who years earlier played in Charles Mingus's group, the Jazz Workshop. Julius wants today's students to watch Mingus on YouTube.
Now it's very easy with computers. You know, you just send them a link and they have all these different options. And it's important for them to hear all the different recordings because Mingus, you can hear the personality in his recordings. And you can see it in the videos, and I can send them YouTubes. And them hearing the greats will allow them to see how much freedom they had and hopefully capture that spirit and go for it when they're playing.
I think we all should watch Mingus on YouTube. By the way, the Mingus page on Facebook has almost 250,000 fans. Whoa, young people are checking Charles out. Justin DiCiocio first taught Mingus to high school students in 1972 when he had only 3 published charts to choose from. Boogie Stop Shuffle, Better Get Hit in Your Soul, and Jelly Roll.
Rhythm is number 1 in this music and sound is number 2. And the sound of jazz is dark and warm and big and fat and full and blues drenched. And of course, the band directors need to know that themselves. He wrote upwards of like 300 compositions, and each one is different. There's funky, there's bluesy, there's gospel-oriented, you know, shouting and clapping. And those compositions are very, very important. To get that, the spirit, that's what it is. It's the spirit of Mingus.
Always passionate about all music, Charles Mingus met the French horn player and composer Gunther Schuller in 1955. Gunther introduced the term third stream music to describe the meeting of classical and jazz. And in Schuller's words, if ever there was a third stream composer, his name was Charlie Mingus. Gunther Schuller is at the podium now to conduct 2 pieces he arranged for this concert.
You know, Mingus is one of the three greatest composers in jazz up till now. And his work, hundreds of pieces, is so wide-ranging in the whole gamut of human expressions and emotions. And it goes from the wildest, most hectic, complex, rousing, up-tempo music, soul music like this, to the gentlest and softest kinds of quiet pieces. The first mentioned kinds of pieces are what one usually hears of Mingus's, both in recordings and in live performances. But these gentler pieces, they're called ballads, for example. I call them lyric tone poems. They are kind of neglected. And so the two pieces that you're going to hear now are in that category. These are wonderful songs. They're like arias almost. I'm very happy to be able to present them to you now. Noon Night and Taurus in the Arena of Life.
Thank you.
Gunther Schuller conducts the Mingus Orchestra in Noon Night and Taurus in the Arena of Life.
Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts. Art works. And the members of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org. On air, online, and on your mobile device.
Bassist Boris Kozlov arranged Meditations for Moses with Scott Robinson, alto. I would say Scott raises the roof, but the ceiling in St. Bartholomew's Church is already sky high, and the orchestra is playing without amplification in this sacred space.
Thank you.
On President's Day weekend, 2012, finalists from schools from Lexington, Massachusetts, to Milwaukee, to Sacramento, are coming to New York for the Charles Mingus High School Competition and Festival. Trombonist Coleman Hughes will be there from Jazz House Kids in Montclair, New Jersey.
We really would like to win. We've worked really hard, but we know there's going to be lots of great groups there, and we know that we just have to do what we do, and then the rest is kind of left up to the judges and is out of our hands.
Individual improvisation is a very big part of Mingus's music, says Justin DiCiocio, who co-produces and judges the competition at Manhattan School of Music.
Mingus's music is like getting up on a soapbox. When you take a solo and you're saying, this is who I am, you might not like what I have to say, you might not agree what I have to say, but this is who I am. It goes beyond just improvisation and storytelling in music, which is what we are trying to do, but it's great for a person's ego.
Good luck to all the finalists. You are learning about life through making music. And our thanks to Sue Mingus for realizing her vision. She knew she was on the right track when a 14-year-old player came up and told her, Mingus changed my life.
Play yourself was Charles's mantra, which he used to always say to his musicians. He wanted those individual voices. When Charles died 32 or 33 years ago, it would have been unthinkable to have kids playing music, because the belief at the time was that Mingus music was so difficult and unapproachable. It was for the chosen few. The music is becoming familiar. Our ears are growing up to the music.
Tonight at noon leads into Better Get Hittin' Your Soul, also known as Wednesday Night Prayer Meeting, as the Mingus Orchestra closes the show on Jazz Set.
Thank you.
The concert recording was co-produced by Jazz Set and Let My Children Hear Music, Inc., the Charles Mingus Institute, and made possible by the National Endowment for the Arts as part of the program American Masterpieces, Three Centuries of Artistic Genius. Our surround sound mix is by Duke Marcos, with Michael Downs, Ginger Bruner at KUNV in Las Vegas, Becca Pulliam, and Thurston Briscoe. You can see the players' names and hear another piece at jazzset.npr.org. And the Mingus Orchestra plays its annual Saturday evening concert on February 18, 2013, again at St. Bartholomew's Church, Park Avenue and 50th Street, beginning at 7:30 p.m. It's free. Contributions are welcome at the door. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.